USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Harris is pledging U.S. help for Guatemala in an effort to stem the flow of illegal immigration. During a joint news conference, Harris saying the Biden administration is working closely with Latin American countries to help solve the problems of poverty, violence, and corruption.
This is one of our highest priorities, and I came here to be here on the ground to speak with the leader of this nation around what we can do in a way that is significant, is tangible, and has real results. And I will continue to be focused on that kind of work as opposed to grand gestures.
The FDA is approving the new first Alzheimer's drug in nearly two decades. It's injectable and it's supposed to slow the spread of cognitive decline in early stages of dementia patients. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Millions of people across the country are dealing with the heat wave. Milwaukee hit a record high 3 days in a row, and it got above 100 degrees in Sioux Falls, South Dakota over the weekend. New England is among the hot spots today as heat advisories are in place. Philadelphia also set to feel the heat early this week. The National Weather Service in Boston also taking the time to tweet to remind folks how dangerous the heat can be. They tweeted a graphic urging everybody to prevent heat-related deaths by looking in their cars before locking up. Executives from Mattel and Fisher-Price are testifying before a House committee over its baby sleep product, Rock and Play recall, that caused dozens of infant deaths.
We take our heritage as a trusted partner to parents and families very seriously, and we earn that trust by being true to our mission and purpose and operating with integrity.
Mattel CEO Enon cries, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Gas prices remain virtually the same this week, increasing by only a half cent a gallon for a national average of $3.05 per gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That $3.05 figure is actually up 9 cents a gallon from a month ago and $1.02 from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what motorists can expect as we enter the summer driving season.
For now, motorists shouldn't expect much increase nor decrease as global supply and demand factors remain relatively steady. Prices over July 4 in the weeks ahead will likely be similar to today's levels, barring any unforeseeable developments that may affect supply and demand.
Across the country, Texas has the lowest statewide average of $2.67, while California has the highest at $4.20 a gallon.
A couple is behind bars in connection with the road rage shooting that killed a six-year-old boy on the 55 freeway in Orange County. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer explaining the prison terms they could face.
You can be looking at 25 years to life in prison. So these are very, very serious charges.
The suspects, a 24-year-old man and 23-year-old woman, were arrested by the California Highway Patrol at their home in Costa Mesa on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.